Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 John. 1 John, chapter 1, the first four verses. 1 John, chapter 1, first four verses. That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we contemplated and our hands handled concerning the word of life. And the life has been manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and report to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has been manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we report to you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we to you, that your joy may be full. And finally, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, as we continue in thy presence, we do look to thee to speak to us. We look for thy Holy Spirit to illumine thy word to our hearts. Lord, that we may not only understand what thou art talking about, but by thy Spirit we may be led into thy truth. Lord, we do commit this time into thy hands, and we want thy name to be exalted. We ask in thy precious name. Amen. Recently, the Lord put upon my heart, and I believe it is also upon the hearts of a number of brothers and sisters, maybe in the hearts of all. It is on this matter of fellowship. And God willing, probably for three successive Lord's Day, we will share together on this matter of fellowship. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 is a tremendous statement. Paul made this statement to the saints in Corinth. And I believe the Holy Spirit is making this statement to all of us. The more I meditate on this verse, the more I'm amazed at this statement. God is faithful, by whom ye have been called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. God is calling. And he is calling us. He is calling us into the fellowship. It is the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now just think of that. What a calling that is. That we are called by none other but God Himself. Now that should catch our attention. God Himself is calling us. And He is calling us into a glorious fellowship. Even the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. And it is said that God is faithful. Why is it that this clause precedes the following? Because it is only God who is able to issue such a call. He is the only one who is able to bring us into the fellowship. And He is the only one who is able to maintain us in that fellowship. Now, brothers and sisters, just think for a while. Before we were called into this fellowship, where were we? In what fellowship were we in? Now, fellowship, that very word, means sharing in common. What was it that we had in common before we were called? What kind of fellowship did we have before we were saved? What is it that we share in common? We share in common in sins. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That we share, we had in common. And in a sense, we encourage one another in sinning. What kind of participation did we have in the past? We participated in darkness. In unrighteousness. We were under the domain of the power of darkness. We were in a fellowship that was doomed. That was our former fellowship. That's what we share in common. Darkness in you, darkness in me. Unrighteousness in you, unrighteousness in me. Lawlessness in you, lawlessness in me. That's something that we had in common. We are in that fellowship of darkness. We were all under the power of darkness. That's where we were. But dear brothers and sisters, just think that one day God called us. He called us out of that fellowship of death. And He brought us into a new fellowship. It is a fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, we are told that God has delivered us out of the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. That's what God had done in our lives. Brothers and sisters, we are no longer in fellowship with darkness. God has delivered us out of that fellowship. He has brought us, transferred us into a new fellowship, something that we have never known before. It is in fellowship with God's Son, Jesus Christ. And these two fellowships are so opposite to each other. In the book of James, we are told, friendship, to be friend with the world, is to be in enmity with God. That shows how opposite are these two fellowships. And we are exhorted not to be unequally yoked. So, brothers and sisters, just remember one thing, and that is, you have been called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now, what is that fellowship? What is the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ? Before there was time and space, before there was anything, there was God. There was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the Son, the eternal Son, has an eternal fellowship with the Father. So is the Father with the Son. In other words, they share everything in common. Whatever is of the Father is in the Son. Whatever is in the Son is in the Father. The Father gives everything to the Son, and the Son returns all things to the Father. They are of one life, uncreated divine life, one nature. They are of one mind, one heart, one love, one purpose, one action. You find everything between the Father and the Son. They share together. And they are perfectly in one. And it's all in the Spirit. It is a glorious fellowship. Unclouded, unchanging, perfect, harmonious, beautiful, wonderful, eternal. That's the fellowship between the Father and the Son. And even when the Son came into this world to be a man, you find that fellowship was not broken. You remember our Lord Jesus said himself? He said, I'm not alone. The Father is with me. I do everything that pleases Him. There was no shadow, no darkness between the Father and the Son. It is an eternal fellowship. In one sense, we may say, the fellowship of God's Son. It is a divine fellowship. It is a fellowship that is going on, unchanging. A fellowship that is in life, in the Spirit. No shadow, no shade. And it is the most exclusive fellowship in the whole universe. Because in that fellowship, there were only three members. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We cannot imagine the wonderfulness of this fellowship. It is beyond our understanding. And no one can join that fellowship. Because it is a fellowship in divine life. But thank God. It is the love of God that He decided to extend that fellowship to mankind. You know, in the very creation of man, God had that in mind. And that's the reason why man was created in his own image. Now, why did God create man? Out of all the creations, He created man in His own image. Why did He do that? I believe it was a preparation for fellowship. Because man was created in God's image. So man was able to receive God's life into him. And with God's life in him, man was drawn into that divine fellowship. That man could fellowship with God the Father, with God the Son, and with God the Holy Spirit. So in a sense, we can see, even in creation, God's thought is towards fellowship. Sharing together. Communing. Communicating, partaking, participating. That is in the very thought of God. Brothers and sisters, you know, this was typified even in the Garden of Eden. After God created man, He put man in that garden. With a tree of life in the midst of the garden. In other words, here you are. You are created. You are a vessel. You have the capability of taking that divine life into you so that your fellowship with God will be complete. But unfortunately, we find our forefather, he failed. But thank God in His love, He gave us another opportunity. And there on Calvary, on that tree, our Lord Jesus, His beloved Son, was crucified. Not only His blood redeem us from our sins. But His life was released to us. So whosoever receive Him, That is, believe in the name of our Lord Jesus. He is given the right to be a child of God. Born of God. Now, brothers and sisters, God is doing all these in order to call us into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. We are now in the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. But what does it mean? It means that the Son is going to share His Father with us. You know, God is the creator of all men. But only our Lord Jesus, when He was on earth, He could say, "My Father." Even though in the Old Testament time you'll find in a general way, God is the Father to the nation of Israel. But it's never personal. Why? Because only our Lord Jesus, He is the only begotten Son. He has the right to call God my Father. And yet, you remember, on the day of His resurrection, His message through Mary to the disciples was, "I go to my Father, your Father, my God, your God." In other words, by the work of redemption of our Lord Jesus, He shares His Father with us. Now just think of that. God, our Creator, is now our Father. I remember very well, many years ago, when my grandfather passed away, my father at that time was in India attending a conference. And I was in Hong Kong. And my family did not dare to tell my father that my grandfather passed away. So they asked me to tell him when he returned by boat through Hong Kong to Shanghai. So I went to meet my father at the pier. And I cannot forget what he said to me. When he heard that my grandfather had passed away, he said one thing. He said, "Now, I have no father." It's a loss that cannot be repaired. But dear brothers and sisters, God is now our Father. The Son is willing to share His Father with us. All that the Father means, He shares with us. The Father's love, the Father's care, the Father's power, the Father's wisdom, the Father's discipline, the Father's heart to transform us, conform us to the image even of His beloved Son. that his son may be the firstborn among many brethren. That's the Father's heart. We are not orphans. We have a Father. And he is forever ours. Just think of that. The Father is to share his Son with us. He has already demonstrated that in sending his Son into this world to die for us on Calvary's cross. He who has given us, he who did not spare his own Son, will he withhold anything from us? You know, he has given everything to his Son. He has made his Son the heir of all things. All the fullness of the Godhead dwell in his Son bodily. You can think of the power of God is in the Son. You can think of the wisdom of God is in the Son. You can think of the riches of God is in the Son. You can think of his love, of his purity, of his holiness, his righteousness. Whatever you can think of what God is, it is in the Son. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in his Son. And he shares his Son with us. Without reserve. The Father shared his Son with us without holding back anything. And the Son shared his Father with us without holding back anything. This is the fellowship that we are in. It is a fellowship of life. It is not something external. It is intensely inward. In the life, in the Holy Spirit, the Father is sharing his Son with us. And the Son is sharing his Father with us. That we may have something in common. Brothers and sisters, I cannot describe it. I can only sense it. What a tremendous calling we have been called. We are in the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Nothing holding back. Everything. Sharing with us. You know, the reason why we cannot understand this fully is because we are so limited. The Father is anxious to reveal his Son to us. All that his Son is, and likewise the Son. You know, our Lord Jesus said, no one knows the Father but the Son. And no one knows the Son but the Father. And now you'll find it is the delight of the Father, good pleasure of the Father to reveal his Son in us. And it is the delight of the Son, our Lord Jesus, to reveal his Father to us. And it's all in the Holy Spirit. And yet we are so limited. We experience so little of the Father and of the Son. We understand them so little. It's because of our limitation. Not because of his holding back anything from us. So what a fellowship that is. Brothers and sisters, we should be so thankful and grateful that we have been called into this fellowship. God the Father is yours. God the Son is yours. To be known, to be loved, to be adored. But one word of caution. Not because of that, we are deified. We are not. In deity, in the Godhead, there is three in one, and no more. He can give us his life. He can make us partakers of his divine nature. He can conform us to the image of his beloved Son. He can share everything with us. But remember, he is God. We are man, forever man. Aside from that deity, he shared everything with us. No withholding. Now that is the fellowship we are in. So, brothers and sisters, how we need to treasure this fellowship. How we need to keep this fellowship pure and not be unequally yoked with the world, with darkness, with unrighteousness, with the past. Because God has made all things new. This fellowship is inexhaustible. Because God is infinite, there's always something more he will share with us. Not only in this time, but even in eternity, there's no limit to that fellowship. Always something new, something more. It is not stagnant in any way. It's always growing and growing. Brothers and sisters, isn't that a wonderful thing? We are in this fellowship. How we need to seek him. That he may be able to share more with us. Now this fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ, is also called the fellowship of the apostles. Because we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and in prayers. Why is it called the fellowship of the apostles? Because if you turn to 1 John chapter 1, we are told there. Here you find the apostles. They are in fellowship with the Father and with the Son. To the apostles, God has revealed his Son and all that is about His Son. Through the apostles, our Lord Jesus has taught them while He was on earth. And the Holy Spirit continued to reveal the Son Christ to them. So you remember the Apostle John, Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 3, that the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages has now been revealed to the apostles and the prophets of the Old New Testament. So you find that whatever is of God, whatever is of the Son, they have shared with the apostles. And the apostles, they report to us. They bring what they have been taught to us, that they may have fellowship with us. That is to say, they share with us in common the Father and the Son. And that's the way that we come to know the Father and know the Son. Their fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And they share all that they have been taught to us without holding back anything. You remember Paul said to the elders in Ephesus that I have not withheld anything from you. I have told you the whole counsel of God. Thank God the apostles, they share everything they know of the Father and of the Son in life, in the Spirit. They share everything to us. We find that in the Word of God. There is nothing hidden. Everything has been shared with us. Now, the apostle does not have their own fellowship. The fellowship of the apostles is the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. There is not another fellowship. This fellowship that we are called into is only one. The apostle does not have their own fellowships. Paul does not have his fellowship. Peter does not have his fellowship. Apollo does not have his own fellowship. You know, when the Corinthian believers began to say, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos, the word of God said, is Christ divided? Has Christ died for you? No. The apostles do not have their own fellowships. Their fellowship is with the Father and the Son. And they deliver to us what they have received from the Lord. Now, it is true that apostles are very different. Not only in their temperaments, but even in what God has done in their lives. We find probably, you find among the apostles, what they have received from the Lord are not exactly the same. In other words, they are one, and yet there is variety there. Because God is so rich. God is so full. You know, He cannot reveal everything to Paul. He can reveal much to Paul. He can reveal a lot to Peter, a lot to John, a lot to the other apostles. But you find that every apostle has a limited capacity. So they receive from the Lord. There is some specialty, in a sense, in what they have delivered to us, and yet together, they bring us the whole Christ. They do not have any division. They do not form any fellowship of their own. They bring us all into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Many apostles, but one fellowship. And brothers and sisters, this fellowship is the fellowship of the body of Christ. All who are the Lord's are in that fellowship. In Romans chapter 15, verse 7, the word said, "Receive ye one another according to what the Lord has received you, to the glory of God." So in other words, you find among God's people, we are all called into the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. And we are all continue in the fellowship of the apostles. And we are to receive one another as Christ has received us, because we belong to one fellowship. So you find in the early church, when you read the book of Acts, you find how they persevered in the fellowship of the apostles. Now you remember that in the early church at that time, there were not only the 120. They saw the Lord. They followed the Lord. They saw the Lord ascended to heaven. They obeyed the word of the Lord. They went back to Jerusalem. And in the upper room, how they prayed for 10 days. Until the Holy Spirit came down. And they were in one spirit baptized into one body. Now these 120, we will say they are matured Christians. They continue in the fellowship of the apostles. But at the same time, you'll find on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were saved, were brought into the body. Babes in Christ. And yet you find the 3,000 as the 120. They all continually being occupied with the fellowship of the apostles. They share Christ with one another. Without holding back anything. They encourage one another. Brothers and sisters, that's the fellowship that we have been called into. So this morning, my burden is that God will really open our eyes to see what a wonderful fellowship we are ye. And we, because it is such a wonderful fellowship, we need to be very careful, lest in any way we bring damage to the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Now that's one thing. And another thing in my heart is, I hope that the Lord will really open our eyes to see the limitless of this fellowship. Our knowledge of Christ, our knowledge of God the Father is so limited. There's so much more, I believe, God wants to share with us. So may the Lord help us that we may really ask the Lord to open our hearts, to enlarge our capacity, you know, that we may be able to enter more into what this fellowship really is. It is a fellowship in life. It is a fellowship in the Spirit. Now, if the Lord's will, then the following two Sundays, we would like to go into the principles of fellowship and the practice of fellowship. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we are most grateful to you because out of your love, you should share your Son with us. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank thee that thou dost love us so much as thou art willing to share thy Father with us. And we thank thee it is all done in the Holy Spirit. So we thank thee for lifting us out of the earthly into the heavenly. Out of the fleshly into the spiritual. We do thank thee for calling us into this marvelous fellowship that we know so little of. And we do desire, Lord, to open ourselves to thee, for thy Holy Spirit to reveal, to lead us into this marvelous truth, that truly we may be living in this fellowship. Oh, that we may know thee, and we may also know one another in Christ Jesus. We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.